Talk about this booklet resource while we're still getting settled. So the Confirmation Toolkit, Pillars and Practices of Faith, there's a fair amount of information in it, some table of contents guide. I would encourage you to like put your name on the inside of whatever booklet you're going to keep. This is yours to keep, so enjoy it. You can, some of the resources in the back, I know that Becca and I have kept one of these toolkits by our bedside because there's like a daily examine in there, other kind of family close of day, evening prayer, things like that that are just helpful that we have found. So offer that to you there. There's a brief explanation of confirmation with footnotes who like those things. And on page 6 is the summary of the pillars of faith. And so these are the Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, and the Ten Commandments. And so these are the, you know, primary texts along with the scriptures that we will be referencing throughout confirmation. This is kind of foundationally for the historic church, the summary of the faith and practice of the Christian faith. And so these three things give us our foundations and keep us in the story of God, which we'll be talking about tonight. So just all there on that page 6 for you. And then practices of faith, I'm not going to go through all of those. There's most, we will at least refer to most of these. Some of these we won't get to in the confirmation study, but at least there are some resources in there. And I'm always trying to find ways of both teaching and then integrating into the practice of our community various habits and spiritual formation practices. And so this is kind of my attempt to try to get everything on the table, and we'll see what we get to in our time together. So that's the booklet for you. Again, this is yours to keep. Take with you, write your name in it. It will be helpful for you to bring with you or just leave here. So I'll give you that option in terms of how you'd like to handle that. But definitely, I would put your name in it. And then you'll know which is yours, just in case you want to write things in it. Is that sign-up sheet making its way around still? Great, perfect. If you run out of room, just put your name somewhere with a letter Y, N, or M by it, and that'll be, I'll know what that is. I'm going to pray, and then we will jump into this time of teaching together. Lord, thank you for this time. We are grateful to share food, and we're grateful to learn more about what it is to follow you. And so please come be our teacher. Please come, Holy Spirit, instruct our hearts, open our minds to you. Pray that we would decrease and you would increase, and you would show us what it is to walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to loosely follow through just the outline in your leaflet. So if you're following along there, I'll try to make it clear when I've moved on to a new heading. But that'll be the structure of our flow of our time. How are you done with that? Sweet. Does anybody need to sign the attendance/... okay, this is just a fun random opening question of like show of hands. How many of you like think you have a sense of what confirmation really is? Like an idea of what that is. Has anybody been confirmed in another church setting already? Great. Wonderful. If you have not been confirmed and if you're unsure what you're doing here, that's great. You're in a great place. And grateful wherever we're at in terms of if we're an ordained priest in the Anglican Church of North America or if we are just coming to understand our faith for the first time. The hope of this time is that we would all be renewed in our faith, in our understanding of who Christ is and the call of Jesus on our lives to walk with him, to make him known together. And so I would encourage us all to embrace this as an opportunity to learn, where we are always being called to humble ourselves again and again before the Lord. And it's through that humility that we really are changed, that we really do grow. And so humble ourselves to learn. Use this as an opportunity to be prayed for. So I know that not everybody that does this study will end up being confirmed. But the culmination of, you know, confirmation is the service of the laying on of hands of a bishop. And so in many ways, it's a simple understanding of confirmation is that you're just getting someone in spiritual authority to pray God's blessing over you and the fullness of the Holy Spirit over your life in Christ. That you would walk in the fullness that Jesus died to give you. It's the opportunity to receive prayer. And we do that in a formal way in a confirmation setting. We'll talk more about that exact confirmation service later. But I would encourage us just to think of this as a, oh, I get to learn and I get to be prayed for. Wow, what a wonderful way to live out my faith in Jesus. And then, as I already said, just an overall renewal of faith, which I would say learning and prayer are really the founding renewals of our faith. So again, not everyone who does this study has to be confirmed. You can go through the study just to learn more about restoration or the Anglican Church. The way that I've been trying to give people an understanding of, or even give myself an understanding, as we're trying to learn what it is to be a member at Restoration, we're doing three essential studies right now. And so this is one of those three essential studies. So we have a three-week baptism essentials. And that was awesome. And in that study, I try to think of it as our compass. So in baptism, it's the sacrament of our union to Jesus, right? And so Jesus is always the true north. He is always the compass. He is always the one drawing us to himself, having bound himself to us in love through baptism and faith. And so baptism is our compass, is the way that I talk about our baptism essentials study. And then our membership essentials, which is another six-week class study that we do together. Like to talk about that like our map. So we have our compass in baptism. We have our map in the membership. And so in our membership, we look at the vision, values, and mission of the church. So this big picture why, in terms of renewed worship, of being captivated by Christ and compelled to live for his glory, the good of the city and the joy of the nations. And then these values of holy love, and then these mission paths of living towards God, ourselves, the church, and the world. And that's our map. That's what we go over in our member essentials. And then confirmation. Anyone want to guess what we call that? Huh? Oh, Becca. Yeah, our toolkit. It's on the title. Confirmation toolkit. So I like to think of this study as the opportunity to be equipped. So when you look at the liturgy for the service of ordination, which in an Anglican world is really the summary of our theology, right? Our services of worship summarize our theology together. And so if you look at the preface and look at the service of confirmation, it's really a service of empowerment and equipping. And so confirmation is for those who are baptized, who have a vibrant faith in Jesus and learning to live that life with him, and now they're being equipped and empowered, which is embodied through the laying on of hands of the bishop, being filled with the Holy Spirit to then go and live out in the world. And so that is why we attach that vision of a toolkit to confirmation. And so the hope is you walk away with like more tools in your belt in terms of what it is to walk with the Lord. Now, most of this will be review for folks. Some of it will be maybe things you know pretty well, but just from a different angle. Some of it might be new for the first time. And so, again, wherever, regardless we're at, hope you feel like you get given a toolkit to then go and live it out in your life. Now, the way that we embody the living out of our toolkit together, the primary, like, only word I think it was program. the primary way that we live this out together is in our small groups. And so a lot of the things that you see in confirmation, especially as we continue to live out our lives in small groups together, the toolkit is meant to be unpacked in that community life together. And so in our small groups, many of you have participated in small groups, some of you have not, that's totally fine, but in our small groups, we practice sharing our stories, praying liturgically together, meditating on scripture together, learning to hear God's story through one another's lives. And so the toolkit is meant to be used in that small group setting and in many others. But just so you know, that's a little bit of like the way that the study has been shaped for us in terms of how we are called to live our life together. Any questions on that sort of like opening preamble in terms of the study of confirmation? David.
What is confirmation?
Great question. Sorry, I'm sifting through another thought. On page 3 of your toolkit booklet there, it's a little bit more formal in terms of a summary, so some of your eyes might glaze over after like the fourth word. Totally fine, all good. Some people will love this kind of thing. but confirmation is in order to confirm and perfect what the Spirit has begun in baptism. So liturgically, sacramentally, this is where the laying on of hands of a bishop confirms that this person already baptized in the kind of normal tradition of the Anglican world as an infant, right, has been raised in that faith and has now come to take ownership of that faith and is now blessed and confirmed by the bishop, empowered and equipped to go and live it. Now, part of the interesting thing of the church world is that we're all coming from different traditions, different stories. I think that's one of the beauties of opportunities like this and being in small group with people is we get to hear other people's stories and the way that God has worked in them. And so I would imagine most of us in this room were not baptized in an Episcopal or Anglican background, raised to faith and confirmed, and are here either just to learn or to renew your faith. I'm guessing that's, or I know that's not most of us. And so we're probably coming from all kinds of different backgrounds, which is totally great. The Anglican Church has kind of three headings of what is happening in confirmation. You can be confirmed. So those are folks who, again, baptized at a young age or as infants, have come to faith and are really making a profession, a personal public profession of faith for the first time. So this is their chance to stand up, say, Jesus is Lord of my life. Hands laid on, filled with the Holy Spirit, to go out and witness to Jesus in a life of faith. Then there's the reception. So folks who have either been confirmed or made an adult profession of faith in a different church tradition. And this is the way the Anglican Church receives, welcomes you, acknowledges your having made a public adult profession already and is received then into the church, and then also a renewal. So it could be that you have fallen away from the Lord. You've kind of been doing your own thing for a while, and now you're like, wait a second, I need to come back to Christ. And you may have already been confirmed. And so this is an opportunity to say, I'm reaffirming my faith through this service of confirmation. So that's kind of the different categories, the way that the Anglican Church talks about being confirmed in the church, being welcomed into the church. Thanks, David. Okay, there's plenty more to talk about there in terms of analyzing, but I would love for us at this point to turn to a neighbor to, if you haven't already, share your name, share an interesting fact about yourself, and then share whether you've been baptized or confirmed, and a little bit of kind of that story in a short way of kind of what that looked like for you. So you got a few minutes, chat with someone around you, name, interesting fact, something about your baptism and confirmation. Go. Sorry, I don't have name tags. I meant to have name tags. I forgot. That's the story of reading. Yeah.